We want to extend our reach so that we can snatch more people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And I know it's very, very possible.
Hello, friend. We're glad you're here today to join us on Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. I'm Ron Harris. What does it take to be a missionary today? Well, it may take someone just like you, with the unique skills and abilities God gave you to do your part in the Great Commission. And here's your host, Galcom's Tim Whitehead, to tell you more.
Well, thank you, Ron. We've got a great program today. We have our regular visits from Bonnie Sala with our Reset Devotional, and from Stan Jeter makes his monthly visit to talk about GNA News, Global News Alliance, how we could be part of God's story, telling God's story with our smartphone, as well as bringing us a story that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. So always glad to have Bonnie and Stan join us. And our special guest today, Philip Asare from Theovision. He's going to tell more. I don't want to give a lot away, but what we're talking about with Theo is a special legacy project that we are engaged in West Africa, reaching a unreached people group. So what is a legacy project? Well, here a little bit of history from Galcom. We have three founding couples, the McGorrels here in Canada, the Kents down in Tampa, Florida, and the Crowells over in Tiberias, Israel. And way back, mid-80s, I just felt really old all of a sudden. God gave each of them a vision to reach the world with fixed-tune solar-powered radios. You see, at the time, the three largest radio ministries in the world, Far East Broadcasting, Transworld Radio, at the time HCJB, now called Reach Beyond, they started to collaborate to cover the whole world with Christian shortwave. Get into those countries. If you remember the 80s, the Iron Curtain, the Bamboo Curtain, you couldn't get missionaries into the Soviet Union, into China and other areas, communist areas, but you could beam radio in and there was nothing they could do to stop it. But our founders all realized that a lot of people in the world didn't have a radio receiver. And so God gave them all independently of each other the vision for solar-powered fixed-tuned radios, fixed-tuned meaning locked onto one station. I gave them that vision and then providentially brought them all together. Quite a remarkable story. But now Ken Crowell and Harold Kent have both passed away. And when they did, about 10 years ago or so now, we set up what we call legacy projects. When Ken passed away, he had a great vision for the unreached. And so at a meeting of the Luzon Council, if you're familiar with missions at all, there's every few years, there's a great meeting of mission agencies and they're talking about strategies to reach people with the gospel. And at one meeting, they had a list of several hundreds, if not thousands, of unreached people groups. And we chose this particular group that we're going to be talking about later today. I don't want to give it away. In West Africa to reach them with the gospel. And so we've done quite a bit of work sponsoring missionaries, sponsoring Bible translation, getting radios, audio Bibles into the area. And so that is what we call our Ken Crowell Legacy Project. Then Harold Kent passed away. And we thought, well, how do we honor Harold? Well, Harold had a great heart for the Banjara Indians in India. They're a gypsy group, a nomadic group. And he and his wife, Joanne, had spent several years doing festivals and crusades there. And so we've done a lot of work there, setting up a media center and reaching out with aid and social work, as well as the gospel into this area in southeast India, where over a million Banjara live. And so we have this legacy project. Well, our founders here in Canada, Alan and Florrie McGorrell, they are still alive, doing quite well. If you ask Alan, he's raring to go. He's retired from Galcom. And so what we've set up is a living legacy project. And the last few years, when Alan was active here at Galcom Daily, he had a real heart for the people of Quebec. 8 million Quebecois, less than 1% evangelical Christians. They'll tell you they're Christians. They have a Catholic background there, but no relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we have these legacy projects. And we're going to be talking about one of them with Philip Asare later in the program, but the Ken Crowell Legacy Project. But if you want to know more about our legacy, our history, visit our website right now. If you go to galcom.org, hit the updates and books, you can see there's Waves of Hope by Alan McGorrell, or there's another book there, He Who Has Ears to Hear by Gary Nelson, the former president of Galcom USA. And it's all the history, the wonderful history, the legacy that our founders gave us that we are carrying on today, getting the gospel out by radio. And we want you to join us. So we've got lots to do here in our program. First, though, we want to get into God's Word with Bonnie Sala. Here we go with today's Reset Devotional.
Nothing changed, and everything changed. That's what happened when Valbona found inner freedom. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Valbona stands in a field holding a small blue radio. It's solar-powered, so she can listen all day long as she works in the field, cares for her three children, her husband's aging parents, and does all of the home chores. Her husband is gone. He's been out of the country most of their married life in search of a better economy. Though no circumstances changed in Valbona's difficult life, the messages that she heard on that radio changed everything for her. Valbona was set free. She learned that there is a truly free life to be found in any circumstances, and that Jesus is that way. Valbona says, "I can understand now why Christian women live a free life, because Jesus has freed them in their spirit and mind. Jesus is the way to a free life. He has freed me from the strings of the spirit of my former religion and from its darkness." Speaking of Jesus, God's Son, the Bible says, "If the Son sets you free, you are truly free." Valbona heard the story of Jesus, how he was born fully God and fully man, yet died for her sin, then rose again to life. She said yes to following him and to surrendering to the work of freedom he wanted to do inside her. And then Valbona changed inside. Today, she's a new person, and Scripture explains it like this: anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Jesus offers you the same freedom in your spirit and mind that Valbona found. You only need to ask him for it. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.
Well, friend, I always look forward to our visit from GNA News founder director Stan Jeter. He always brings us good news and tips and tricks on how we can be part of God's storytelling. That good news, Stan, welcome to the Mission Compass.
Thank you, Tim. It's always good to be with you. And we have a great story from Africa today that I'd like to share.
Let's jump right in. I could use the encouragement.
Okay, here we go. It's let me just introduce it by saying a nonprofit organization based in Colorado in the U.S. has been combating HIV and AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases in the African country of Uganda for the past 20 years. And they've seen tremendous results from teaching abstinence before marriage and faithfulness in marriage through the power of Christ. The true love waits. And in this report, you'll hear the voices of an AIDS orphan who's now a volunteer teacher in the program. A couple of high school students will make a few comments, and the Christian founders of Universal Chastity Education. So here goes the story.
For decades, Uganda was the epicenter of the HIV crisis in Africa. Today, countless orphans remain as witnesses to the cruel disease that spread rapidly in a culture where premarital sex and marital infidelity were widespread.
I am Edrin, and this Edrin is a lady who has grown up as an orphan, and an orphan as an outcome of HIV, AIDS. And when my father died, I was 2 years, and I nearly lost hope. I thought I can never make it in life.
But things have changed. Recently, the New York Times called Uganda's campaign against HIV exemplary, noting a death rate that has fallen by nearly 90%, in part due to a cultural shift that is beginning to take hold. In public and private schools across the country, young people are hearing a message that gives them hope for a better future. An important part of that message is true love waits.
Many students have reacted and they have thought they can never make it, but we have given them hope because we have already made it. We have given them strategies to abstain and to manage this abstinence.
She says that she had a problem of bad peer influence. She has several peers who have been encouraging her to get boyfriends at this early age and get involved in sex relationships. Regardless of the parents' guidance, she always prefer advice from the peers. But after today's talk, she had decided to abandon those peers and focus on her studies.
After a trip to Uganda 20 years ago, American doctors Ken and Kim Dernosic founded a nonprofit organization devoted to changing the culture and changing the lives of anyone who would commit to abstinence before marriage and faithfulness in marriage through the power of faith in Christ.
Probably the greatest thing is our message of abstinence, be faithful through Christ. We call that the ABC, and helping people lead healthy lives through this message.
Father Deus from the Mesaca Diocese is an effective spokesperson for the abstinence message.
It's effective 100% because you are sure of what you are doing. You are sure. It's about me. If I believe it, 100% perfect.
The message actually comes back from Uganda and from Africa to us that the same thing can be effective for us.
The Dernosics visit Uganda as well as neighboring Tanzania and Burundi on a regular basis to check on the progress of the local teams of volunteers. On a recent trip to the Masaka and Kasese regions of Uganda, they found secondary school students eager to hear the life-saving and life-changing message.
It's all about having a new mind to change your story, believing in yourself, and staying away from bad peer groups, avoiding friends who can advise you negatively, avoiding friends who can make you to fall into a pit.
And it's an opportunity for us to examine our own lives and consider where we really maybe need to learn from the Ugandans about chastity.
Reporting for Global News Alliance in Uganda, Africa, I'm Sam Ebersol.
Excellent. We could learn a thing or two there for our sex ed education in our public schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tim, notice that the story does not focus on the big picture so much, you know, the number of AIDS victims, those who have died, and the history of AIDS, but it focuses on what we might call the little people who are helping to change the culture. And that really is my tip for the day. Notice that an AIDS orphan has found hope. That interview at the very beginning, students who decided to abstain in over peer pressure, a religious leader, and the founders of University Charity Education emphasize the people and how they are coping and learning and making a difference. And that gives life to a bigger story. Sometimes we like to focus on the big, and it's okay to throw the big numbers around and the big picture stuff. But when it really hits home is when you get down to the individual people. And, you know, that's a technique that Jesus used in the New Testament. He spoke in simple stories about everyday people. And he told short stories, such as the one about the widow who gave all she had, a couple of pennies, as an offering. And he made huge points with stories about what we would call little people.
And so, friends, we want to encourage you to get involved in telling that story. Go to gna.news. All sorts of tips, tricks, instructions on how to tell God's story, the story of little ordinary people making an impact for God using your cell phone. So visit gna.news and Stan, looking forward to another story very soon, another great testimony about little people who are using their gifts to serve God.
Amen.
Stories can move us emotionally. They bring us into a world of joy and sadness. Stories help us ask how we would react if we were there. Galcom International presents Stories of the Great Commission.
The Trash Mountain, the family, they are from somewhere. They live around the Trash Mountain. They get up at night. They use a flashlight on their head. And at night, hundreds of flashlights on the Trash Mountain because they pick up the garbage at night. It's more cooler and more easier for them. So it's very sad to hear that, but we are blessed to be with them and to share them the love of God and give them something that we can give. So it's a blessing for them.
Discover the greatest challenge ever given to man, the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. Learn more at galcom.org, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Galcom International. Make waves.
Well, welcome, friends, to a very special on-location episode of the Mission Compass on the exhibit floor of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, where I bumped into our very good friend and ministry partner, Philip Asare of Theovision. Philip, always great to see you.
Thank you for having me, Tim. It's great to be with you.
Now, although we've been partnering a lot with Galcom, I don't think we've ever had you on our Mission Compass radio show. So you better tell us all about TheoVision.
Right. Thank you, Tim. My name is Philip Asari, as you mentioned. I'm currently the Executive Vice President of TheoVision International. And TheoVision International started by my dad 34 years ago. And the whole idea of TheoVision is to open scriptures to non-readers, so people who can read and write. Africa is an oral culture. About 70% of people in Africa are oral preference learners, which means they prefer to listen or get some sort of education materials in an oral form. So TheoVision tries to open scriptures to non-readers by recording the Bible in different languages across Africa. By the grace of God, TheoVision has recorded the Bible in 473 languages across 36 African countries and still counting. And after the Bible is recorded, we take it back to the language groups to form what we call Bible listening clubs. They are like Bible studies, but without a Bible. They listen to the Bible word for word, and then they discuss. And we've been doing that. We have over 10,000 of these Bible listening groups scattered across Ghana and Africa. And we have three radio stations that broadcast to the rural parts of the country, and especially to some unreached people's groups in Ghana. And that's what TheoVision is all about.
Just to give us an idea, how long and what does it take to record a Bible or a New Testament? A lot of them are New Testaments because a lot of the Bibles have not been translated yet to these, some of these languages. So how long, what kind of time commit are we talking about?
So it takes us 1 month to record the whole New Testament. 1 month. And it's because technology has evolved. In the past, I remember the first language we recorded, it took us 5 years to do that some years ago. But now because of technology, it takes us 1 month to record any New Testament across the continent. And that's what goes into. And we work in partnership with the Bible Translation Agency. So like Wycliffe, I'm sure you know of Wycliffe, and the Bible societies across the continent. And we work in partnership with them to do the recordings across the continent. Yeah.
Now, when we were speaking off air, I think it was yesterday, it's been a long conference here. You've been partnering with these translation groups, but now you're getting to the point where you're getting to lay people groups where they don't have a language written down. Tell about the challenges of oral translation.
Wow. Tim, now there are spoken languages that don't have alphabets. All right. They speak the language, but they don't have any form of translation in their language. So now what we are doing is we are doing oral to oral Bible translation. So what happens is they listen to a recording that has already been recorded, a language that they are familiar with. They listen, they internalize it, and then they voice it out in their own language. We work with a back translator who understands their language and a foreign language and is able to communicate to a consultant. So it goes back and forth, back and forth. And it takes, right now we are doing a project, an oral Bible project, and it's taking us 1 year to record the book of Luke. And that's because we have to internalize it, they have to visualize it, they have to make sense of the recordings that they are doing. So it takes a longer time to do oral to oral, but the goal is to record all spoken languages across the continent.
So we're talking 1,000+ languages. Right, so now let's talk more about our partnership together. We have three founders at Galcom. Harold Kent out of Galcom USA, Alan McGorl out of Galcom Canada, and Ken Kral out of Galtronics Israel. And when two of our founders passed away, we have legacy projects. And so we have the Ken Kral Legacy Project in Ghana in honor of Ken. And so we're in partnership with you. So tell us now a little bit about the Ken Crowell Legacy Project and your involvement there.
Yes. So the Ken Crowell Project started a while back. My dad went for a conference in Cape Town and met with Galcom, met with Mega Voice, and they had projected some unreached people's groups in the continent. And the question was, how do we reach these unreached people's groups for Christ? And my dad came back home, looked at some unreached people's groups in Ghana and realized that there were some Lima, we call them the Lima people. We call them Lima because it's coded. We don't want to mention their actual language group. And he came back and he says, yes, we can reach these people. So we recorded their Bible, worked in partnership with Galcom and Mega Voice. And the goal is to reach the Lima people for Christ. These are people 98 to 99% Muslim. At the time we started the project, there were no believers, or the believers were not courageous enough to come out to say they were Christians. But now, by the grace of God, in partnership with Galcom, in partnership with Mega Voice, we've been able to get some great converts for Christ. And the goal is to reach as many of these Lima people for Christ, using radio, using technology, using any means possible. And by the grace of God, we have some converts that are meeting now who are bold enough to come out. We've been able to reach more. Some of them are still going to the mosques. They have given their life to Christ, but they don't have that courage to come out to mention it. And we thank God for what he's doing with this project in Ghana.
You mentioned a couple of people. So Mega Voice and Galcom, your sister ministries, and we call it a threefold cord after our founders, Ken and Harold and Alan. And Mega Voice has done their part, providing a lot of audio players, audio Bibles. Galcom USA has done their part, funding missionaries that are working amongst the Lima. But we at Galcom Canada, now it's time for us to step up and do our part. So share about the upgrades you want to do to your radio station that our engineers and technicians are going to get involved in.
Yes, Tim. So right now in Ghana, we have radio stations that are broadcasting to these Lima people. Unfortunately, we have some challenges with our transmitters and our towers. Currently, as we speak, we are renting transmitters, and you can imagine the cost implication, and it's limiting our reach to these Lima people. We actually want to reach as many Lima people as possible, and we don't want the limitation of our transmitters and our towers to be a barrier to reaching these people. So we are talking to, you know, Galcom Canada to see how they could come together and support us extend our reach, so we can reach more Lima people for Christ. So with our transmitters, with our towers, we want to extend our reach so that we can snatch more people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And I know it's very, very possible. We don't want it to be a barrier. We really want to reach more of the Lima people for Christ. And that's the challenges we are facing right now as we speak. And we believe that God is going to answer our prayers so we can extend our reach to more people and to reach the Lima people.
So we've committed here at Galcom to provide a transmitter. They don't have to rent anymore. Take a look at the tower antenna. Do whatever we can technically to get that gospel out. So we're honored to be part. Friends, if you want to be part of it too, visit our website, galcom.org. We'll have some information up there. You can participate with us in it. Now, Philip, you had a fire at your main station a few years ago. God provided the community here at NRB to provide replacements. What other challenges do you have now? You talked about some of the challenges. What other challenges can we be praying about or contributing to actually physically, practically help?
Yes, Tim, some prayer requests. One thing we need is to pray for God to touch the hearts of the Lima people so that they can be more receptive to the gospel. And we also pray, if you could pray with us, for our staff and our team who are working among these Lima people, that the Lord will protect them. It's actually dangerous to work among the Lima people. We have radio stations among them. It's a bit tough and dangerous, but we want you to pray for protection, for God's protection. And also, we just want you to pray that the Lord will extend his reach among these people, that it's the word of God will go as far as possible to touch lives in Ghana and across the continent with the love and the message of the good news of Christ.
If someone wants to learn more about Theovision outside of our partnership, the work you're doing, the translation work, the recording work, how do they find out more about you? How do they support you?
Yes, so you can visit our website, www.theovision, one word, theovision.org, and you can see all what God is doing on our website. And I want to say a big thank you to Galcom Canada. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to do what we are doing in Ghana. And I want to thank all your partners. I want to thank all your donors. Thank you. I always say, when you get to heaven, you don't know the impact or the people you're impacting. But I'm sure when you get to heaven, people are going to walk to you and say, hey, it's because of you I'm here. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for supporting the work in Africa. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us, Philip.
Thank you so much, Tim, for having me. God bless you.
Well, friend, we're at the end of our program today, and you've been listening to Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. We really appreciate you joining us, and we would like to send you a special gift. Contact us to receive your free copy of our devotional, 30 Days of Faith. visit galcom.org and click Mission Compass. Fill in your contact info and we'll mail your gift out to you right away. If you enjoyed today's program, you can listen again at galcom.org or on your favorite streaming platform. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and share. There are many ways to partner with us. To find out more, visit our website at galcom.org. That's Galcom, spelled GALCOM.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I'm Ron Harris. Thanks for joining us today on Mission Compass, a radio ministry of Galcom International.